What about you guys? Where you stopping in from? You know what I'm saying?
D-Town.
Oh, Detroit.
No. The other one.
D-Town. The other D-Town.
Denver.
That's the one. There you go.
Colorado.
There you go.
That's the one.
Yeah, I love my Rockies. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you like the Rockies? Are you a big baseball fan?
No, the mountains.
Of course. Hey, those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real? Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
Yeah, what is this one? What is the one right there?
Oh, this?
Uh-huh.
That's my credo. No regrets.
Mm-hmm. How about that? You have no regrets?
Dad?
Nope.
Not one?
Nope. I wish I did to talk about something.
Not one regret, huh?
That's how I've been living my whole life. I went to a tattoo artist. I was like, this is how I live. Can you put that on my body? And he did.
Dad.
Like, not even a single letter?
Nah, I can't think of one. I love all the letters. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's a lot of letters in the alphabet. How many are there now?
It's in the 20s.
It's definitely in the 20s. I agree. In fact, 26, I think, if you count Y. Do you have any questions for us? Scotty P.
Dad.
How did you make her so hot?
What's that?
This is the Blithering Idiot. You're listening to Rhyme and Treason Radio, Podbean.com. The voice of treason in an otherwise quiet world. Make sure to check my podcast out too. The Blithering Idiot on Podbean.com.
My friend!
Look! There's Toto! Where did he come from? Why? Don't you see? He's come to take us to Dorothy.
Flip the style like this. Flip the style like this.
When Red Turner intervened with numerically superior ground forces, this created a new war and an entirely new situation, a situation not contemplated when our forces were committed against the North Korean invaders, a situation which called for new decisions in the diplomatic sphere to permit the realistic adjustment of military strategy. Such decisions have not been forthcoming. While no man is right now.
We'll be right back.
Do you know where I'm at? I'm right there. I'm right there.
Lower now in the devastation left in war's wake. World's ideologies play little part in Asian thinking and are little understood. What the people strive for,
Episode 277, no regrets.
No regrets, man.
Not even a single letter. Opening the show, the sound clip, and Jesus, man. Totally regrettable.
We've all made regrettable decisions and then said, yeah, man, no regrets. Like,
yeah, there are.
There's definitely regrets.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man. So that's the theme of the show. All regret tracks. There's a ton of them. And yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll give you a great example of like some regret. Like, I always tell my kid when he gets excited about something that he needs to like slow down and not like rush into whatever he's doing, right? Because you need to kind of take that moment to assess, right? Like, even if it's a nanosecond, split second of time. He opted not to do that the other day and was jokingly trying to rush into the front passenger seat to go for a ride and ran himself square in. Sorry, fucking garbage truck, man.
That was fucking stupid. This guy lives in the big city, concrete jungle. Slammed his head into the door. Is that the.
Yeah, right above his eyebrow. So bad that we had to go to the ER and get it. And then they didn't stitch it and they glued it so it didn't like seal tight. So it's like this big gash.
That sounds like an Ethan story to me.
But the moral of the story was we were on our way home or on our way to go. Oh, no, we were on our way down to go visit my mom. It was the same day. And he goes, Dad, I just want you to know that before you say anything, I was probably going too fast when it happened. No regrets.
You're smart. I'm stupid. You're good looking. I'm not attractive.
I was like, it's all right. You're a wizard, Harry.
Yep. Good shit. Yeah, the regrets of pounding all those beers, man.
Yeah, man. Were you just like, where you just feel like you have like a watermelon in your belly?
Yep.
You're like, oh.
Whoa, that's me right now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Good times. But, yeah, man, wish we could hang out. That'd be cool.
Absolutely, brother. Yeah, we got to make that happen soon. So
definitely.
I had, baseball that ran deep because my kid's team was awesome, apparently. And, in their league, and then went to league, do a playoff thing and made it to, like, the final round of the playoffs. So. Yay.
No regrets.
No regrets. It was awesome watching my kid play for two innings every game.
He wasn't a starter.
No, he was, but like they had like three extra kids on the team, and so for some reason the coach always just rotated the same players.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And so like he played two innings, then this other kid would play two innings, and then the other kid would play two innings, and I'm like, you're gonna rotate all three of them in the same position. And nobody
pretty lazy, man.
Not only is it lazy, but like what is that teaching the kids? Like, hey, you guys are the bottom three, right?
Yep. America.
Right?
Yep. So pretty regrettable.
That's where you could go like full Karen and be like, I pay good money for my kid to
Yeah, I can't imagine the sack.
And then all of a sudden they're just like, we'll put him at third base or whatever,
yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, one complaint, I'm sure he'd comply.
But you sit there and you're like, no, it's fine. You're the coach, man. I can't tell you what to do.
Do you regret not getting in his face and talking shit?
No. Not that I regret it. I more regret not being like, I'll fucking coach.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because that's the thing. Like when you say, like, yeah, it's America. Yeah, because it's like we politicize everything, right? So you want to be the coach of the team, there's politics involved. Like, whose kid is, blah, blah, blah's kid. And
of course.
Oh, hey, that's so-and-so's kid, and he's a big donator or whatever,
Yeah, man, Little League.
Little League politics and drama.
That's how it's always been, and we're going to play some more music. All regret songs. Here it comes, rhyme.
And I hope we don't regret this show. Treason.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
All right. As long as you know.
I'm so nervous and I lose my cool. Every Emotional vertigo was never supposed to happen this time. But if she ever were to go back to me, there's no way I would find. Still out on this line, there's only a damage done and none of me. Stepping on my own toes while I rattle my chain of woes. I'm crying and sighing and shaking my head. I'm crying and lying awake in my bed.
Same old, how the game go, where the pain go, where the blame go. My mind wanders on the PJ, my mama bought up in the PJs. In the club sipping P&J, on the same arm as my Piaget. If I leave today, throw the keys away. But I'ma live today, I wanna see tomorrow, I wanna lead the way. Ow!
all escaping. Uncle got power 9, see him in another team. We were set up just to lose. Lord know we try to win. In the pursuit of this power, this masterpiece of the hour. You know it's platinum and waterproof. Wear this bitch in the shower. Yeah, we won't find a thing. Plus a plug in the scale. Yeah, them flakes shining like diamond rings. That back, can't you tell? In the hood, I'm a king, king, Arthur to the people. Seppi got ears on a chariot. I got mine in a regal. Sports cars, Italian leather, princess cut with regrets. Law of physics say them nines weigh more when they wet. No regrets. Yeah,
I'm on the move. Can't look back.
No way.
Screaming, no regrets, no regrets at all. Waste of time, I can't get that back.
Can't get that back.
So every day I go home. I'm a real nigga, and all my niggas real niggas. Real niggas, the real figures.
Too much money.
Nothing less. No regrets. No, no, no regrets.
Presidential, I came back. April showers, I rains back. Jumped ahead like June some. Still I'm willing at Maybach. Time forward, my braids back. Time forward and my shades black. Dope boy with a cape on. Supersizing that beige back. All white like Gotti said. Ye told me I'm out of here. Mentioned Ye 2 years ago. Yeah, I got that body square. Woo! And you can buy a pair. 20 or more and we'll fly them there. How you acting like I ain't here? D-boy and I pioneer.
Yeah, I'm on the move, can't look back.
No way.
Screaming, no regrets, no regrets at all. Waste of time, I can't get that back.
Can't get that back.
So every day I go home. I'm a real nigga, and all my niggas real niggas. Came from that little real figures.
Too much money.
Nothing less, no regrets. No, no, no regrets.
Okay, one last question before we wrap up this interview. Considering how long you've been in the game, all the places that you've been, all the songs that you've done, and all the cats that you've worked with, is there anything that you'll do differently? What I mean is, do you have any regrets?
If I never recorded another song, if I was wrong, and nothing I spit it was ever strong, if I never performed at another venue, if this genuine love doesn't continue, if none of my records was ever sold, if I fold and never see platinum or even gold, if nobody ever again can recall, if I stall and start working part-time at the mall, if there's no more shows for me to dabble in, no more traveling, even a show in Maryland, if none of my songs that ever been, never spin, in heavy rotation ever again, if I don't do a song to incite millions, or get a video done by Hype Williams, if there's never a chance again to be seen on the pages inside of another magazine, if the luxuries in life I can't of course afford, if I never win a Billboard or a Source Award, I wouldn't want your pity or your sympathy, even if Marley never put me on a symphony, but I gotta admit it, I'm glad he did it. It's considered the first verse that I spitted. I realized that I'm still a part of history. I learned the key to victory, it's not a mystery. You see, I got a lot of love for what I do in life. And after this, then I'ma find something new in life. I guarantee it'll be something that I really love. I give thanks for my life to God up above. That I'm blessed to have the job that I enjoy doing. Now as a man, I'm doing what I was a boy doing. The only difference is, now I get to eat from it. I never thought I would be known on the street from it. But if not one fan, if it shows gratitude, and when they see me, they walk by with an attitude, it was still an enjoyable ride. Yeah, big up to Kane, Bismarck, and the Far Side. And of course, to all of my past label mates. Hope y'all keep on rising, like the cable rates. And yo, Premier and Guru, this goes out to you. Special Ed and Buckshot, it's a shout to you. I don't know if it's the end, but yo, it might be. Big up to Q-Tip, Alicia Heed, and Spike Lee. And everybody in the game I ever work with. And all the chicks up in the game I used to flirt with. But if I never get another piece of show coochie, don't see no more Louis Vuitton and no Gucci. No more suede and linen, no more designer denim. No more Jeeps with 1,000-watt systems in them. No more sitting on chrome with them Pirelli shoes. No more getting my name up in the Daily News. No more Lexus coupes, Beamers, and Benzes. No more Cartier frames with colored lenses. No more chains and bracelets, and no baguettes. For what it's worth, yo, I got no regrets.
No regrets.
shit.
DA got that dope.
I'm screaming out, no regret.
You've been through the hardest spot, ego the largest. I made you a star.
I'm screaming out, no regret.
I've been moving solo, try to play it low, to feeling like a star.
They want me to OD on coding. They want my life in turmoil like an O3. They want front row seats, I give them nosebleeds. They want me imploding, exploding, self-loading, eroding. I'm screaming at them with no regrets and I'm hulking. I'm ripping out of my clothing. I had to go see the doc like Kumogi. Never took much to convince Dre. Never been swayed by color or skin shade. Since day one, Hellraiser with twin blades. I'm a sensei, giving up, no comprende. Tin brain, probably fucked in the membrane. Slim shade, mind's in the gutter, but insane pin game. Like I just struck in the 10th frame.
Screaming out.
I live on the edge, I sit on a ledge to shit on your heads. I've been on a bench, forgive and forgets. The only thing I'd ever lived to regret. Hell bent on revenge, you left me for dead. I crawled out my grave, you better be ready and set. My enemies ain't put an enemy yet.
I'm screaming out, no regret.
You've been through the hardest fight, ego the largest. I made you a star.
I'm screaming out, no regret.
I've been moving solo, try to play it low, to feeling like a snow.
Hate can't tell exactly where it stems from, but it's happening again, huh? Y'all used to be in my corner, now you just back me in one. Innocent bystanders, I'm bound to hit some. For some adversaries, I carry big guns. So some targets will get the kill shot, some I just barely nicked them. I can make a mistake and erupt and end up taking a dump or saying some dumb shit, thinking I run shit. Misplacing my anger enough to give Earl and Tyler, the creator, the brunt. Should've never made a response to the disdain for the fake ones. Them traitorous punks, cause snakes are just cunts. They can get fucked with 800 motherfucking vibrators at once. And for any of those who may have come close to about dying, and can't listen to a rose without crying. For those who feel low, like you're about spiraling, but this is only for those that I'm inspiring. Weapon never unholstered without firing. My will I'm imposing, foes are gonna feel like they're in the throes of a mountain lion. They talk about my daughters, hoping I fly y'all for the handle. Cause my first thought is to trample and write 1,000 bars. But sometimes it's like dropping an anvil on a house of cards, or Godzilla squashing a crouton with combat boots on, or dropping a goddamn nuke bomb on top of an anthill.
Can't do it.
Here we go, episode 277, No Regrets.
No regrets.
Yep.
You know, it's like, you know, you do a thing and then you're like, hey man, I could have done something else. did it different, but I ain't got no regrets.
Feeling the pain after a long stretch of drinking. It was regrettable for sure. Sure was fun while I was doing it, but...
I would say the biggest challenge there is just that, you know, we stretched the rubber band plenty in our lifetime, and so as we're getting older, there's a lot less elasticity there.
There isn't. It's so hard to get sucked into it.
Yeah.
4th of July, like, get drunk, you know.
Yeah,
so stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What was that, Knocked Up or something? Like, you know, I'm not saying I should lose weight. I'm just saying I should, like, tighten.
Yep. We definitely need to tighten it up, and especially the show. but we'll actually put them out at a decent pace now. DJ Gower's taking the helm on this one.
All right.
He's got 2 weeks to make it.
I dropped the ball on the Beachcomber.
Don't worry. It's already been released.
I know. I'm just saying, you know.
I kind of hate surf music, though, I got to say.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't all have to be surf music, right?
A lot of surf beach songs.
Yeah. Some reggae. Reggae's always beach music, you know.
Some Dick Dale. Yeah.
Not gotta love Dick Dale.
You love him?
You don't love Dick Dale?
Regrettable.
Guy's a genius.
Surf guitar.
Yeah.
He invented it.
Right?
Beach Boys. Anyway, this one, we're all regret tracks because I'm just trying to wake up. The hangover set in. The party's over.
I know it's Monday, bro.
Holiday. So at least there's that.
Yeah. Or, right. You
gotta improve the time sheet today.
I was just saying, no work doesn't mean no work. It just means no, like, requirement of work that you get paid for. It more likely means, like, oh, hey, here's a day that I can do all the work in my life that been needing to do that I didn't have the time to do when I was working.
Because you were unproductive on the days off because the
maybe because we got wasted all weekend and all our responsibilities until now.
Like, so regrettable.
I got 10 hours to get her done.
That's right. And a bunch of chores. But I don't regret buying the house because it's scarce.
I don't regret making these podcasts, man.
That's cool.
For 11 fucking years.
We're haggard as fuck. We're old. We've, taken it to the limit. We're still here, putting it out.
But we're fading hard.
I know. We are fading hard. All right. More music. Here we go. This is No Regrets. Rhyme.
And Trizin.
Never felt never felt this way before.
Misery. this easy. Wow.
It could be a lot of fun.
For me.
Sometimes, when I think back, I wonder where it was that I lost track. And I think of you.
Let's have some fun, child. Uh-huh.
Baby, who knew? Who knew? She's out there. She's somewhere. I'm losing my head again. She's always on.
nothing, much less eminent. Stay time is everything. One more day to regret. One more day to regret.
Episode 277, closing out the show. No regrets.
Didn't we just close out the show?
We did not.
Okay. No, we were. I don't know. Who am I?
Where are we? What happened?
Oh, man.
Yeah, 40-year-old bitches. Trying to put out a show. Feeling the pain.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's, there's some things that you do that you really don't have regrets about, even though it was like, I don't know, could have been dangerous or dumb or whatever, you do it anyway and it was fucking awesome, you know? Or like, or even if like it was something that just took you out of your comfort zone, right? You know, maybe it was like skiing for the first time or going for a hike even. Like, I remember I had a friend one time and we're in Yellowstone. Like, not like we didn't just like go for, you know, a little thing. We're in Yellowstone for like a week, right? And it's like the first day and we're gonna hike to the top of Horseshoe or Horsetail Falls or whatever. This like massive hike up these staggered steps and it's all like wet from the mist and everything.
Yeah.
We get about a third of the way up and our friend starts like geeking and freaking, right? Like clutching on to each step as we're walking up. We're like, what is going on? Like, are you okay? Like, and she goes, well, I've just never been on a hike before.
What?
I'm sorry, what? Like, you waited until now to bring this water? Like, so you wanted to like hold her and like,
oh,
and
God, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, dude. But then when she got to the top and like saw that view from the top of that waterfall and just like billions of gallons of water rushing inches past you to like insta death and you're like 3 inches away from it. And she looks out and she's like, that's amazing. Like, so no regrets, right?
That's,
and then on the way down, she was totally good.
Nice. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up. The chores are have to be done.
No, video game time limits needed to be adjusted.
Video game time limits.
Yeah.
I set some own limits on myself. Oh, shit. All right,
well,
man.
You got your own personal controls, right?
That's
give
right.
Laren, make Laren set the password.
All right. I'll take out the trash. You bastard.
She's like, fine, you get another 30 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. And she just sits there. Sounds about right. All right. No regrets. Closing it out. Here we go. Ron.
It's regrettable treason.
I'm tired of this constant thinking, man. Stop wasting all of my time.
leg out of your mouth, you and chill. What would the priest say when it tries to put in the hole? If you want to gag, put it in your ear. What you gonna hear? I love you was spoken. His holiness has no regrets. They say his love is subtle. Just won't get my move. When silver sands to the balcony, his eyes to go. And his eyes about the choir of angels, especially you. Bathing in holy water with him. I love you was spoken. His holiness has no regret.
Hey, it's the Deputy Dog from the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. When I crawl out of the underground, I listen to Rhyme and Treason Radio with DJ Gower and DJ El Matador. See you in the pit.